hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Mavitas Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves.
Wait.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. You just heard Deal from May 7th, 1977 in the Boston Garden. And if you follow my Instagram and saw that, you would know that is the theme of today's show. We're going to be going through a show that I think easily deserves to be somewhere in the top 10 conversation of all time for Grateful Dead performances. I think it's near perfect. The second set in particular is very, very good, and we're going to be getting into that shortly. But I'm going to play. I have 2 hours. That's probably what I should lead off with. I'm on the air until 3 o'clock today. Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour are taking a break because finals are finals, and that's not very fun. But you know, I found some time, so I'm going to sub for him, and you guys get 2 hours of me, which means more time for me to play stuff from this show. So. Like I said last week, this is part of the Spring 77 tour, which is pretty much unanimously considered to be the best the band's ever been. This copy is on vinyl, thank God. It sounds incredible. Shout out to David Lemieux for remastering it, and everybody over at the Dead Archives, you guys are doing great work. From what I can tell, this pressing is based off of a Betty board, which is partially what lends it to sounding so good. And yeah, Deal is the third song on side one. Before that, there was Bertha and Cassidy. And while I like both of them, I don't really think they're standouts. I think this Deal goes toe-to-toe with the one on Cornell. So I thought I'd open up with that, you know, pretty high pace, pretty fun. But yeah, so we're going to play some stuff from the first set. I have 4 songs, including Deal, picked out from the first set. And then I'm basically going to play the second set in its entirety, minus 1 song, which I'll talk about when I get to it. The second set is why this show is as legendary as it is, to put it lightly. It's just straight heaters, back-to-back, absolutely no misses. And yeah, I'm excited to get to that. But up next, we have one of my personal favorites. This is a Mississippi Half Step, Uptown Toodaloo. And this is probably my favorite one they've ever recorded. If not, it's very close second. And then it goes straight into Big River, which is, of course, a Johnny Cash song they covered. And normally isn't a highlight in any Dead set list, but here it's really, really excellent. So I'm going to let that whole 1-2 punch play out, and then I'll get to the rest of set one, and we'll keep it moving. But yeah, settle in. It's going to be a long show. It's going to be a fun one, but some, you know, really excellent music up ahead. So up next, we have Mississippi Half Step, Uptown Toodaloo, May 7th, 1977, Boston Garden. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you just heard Mississippi Half Step from March 777, followed by Big River from the same day. Yeah, I absolutely love the peaks on that Mississippi Half Step. And the Big River is super funky, very bouncy, moves along at a good pace. And you know what? They're great. You know what else is great? Supporting WMFO. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can just write us a check. To check out our prize, tiers, and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping keeping us freeform. Yeah, so if you like what we're doing over here, and you want to keep the station completely freeform, I would recommend donating. But we got one more song from the first set, and then we're going to head straight to the second. I keep hyping up the second set, but I really think it deserves it. It's something special. But up next, we have the closer for the first set and another certain highlight from the show. That'd be The Music Never Stopped, which is a song that gets a lot of love. I saw Dead & Company perform it last summer, and it wasn't great. We're going to do a little bit of Dead & Company discussion, considering that this show is on Billy's 31st birthday, and Billy is no longer part of Dead & Company for some pretty suspect reasons, which we'll get into in a little bit. But yeah, up next, this is Music Never Stopped from the Boston Garden on May 7, 77. Enjoy. Thank you.
a short break. We'll see y'all in just a little bit.
All right, didn't want to cut off Bobby there, but we aren't taking a break. We're getting right into set two. That was Music Never Stopped. And if you're just joining the show, we're listening to the May 7th, 1977 show from the Boston Garden. And yeah, I love the climax on that one. I think it really comes together at the end, sounding really great. Awesome way to end a first set. I mean, I can't imagine going into set break after hearing something like that. I kind of miss the Music Never Stopped closer, because they were doing it a fair bit in this period in the band, and they kind of tapered off as time went on, and they definitely don't do it during Dead & Company, which is a shame, because I would love to kind of, you know, end a set going chatting about that. I did, a couple summers ago, get a Sugary that was an absolute melter at the end, and that was really fun to kind of talk to everybody about during set break, but that's besides the point. We're going to get right into set two now, and like I said earlier, set two is kind of why this show is as legendary as it is, and it's chock full of great stuff. Also, full of a lot of stuff that you don't see at Cornell, which is cool, because the first set has a few retreads, and by retreads, I mean they would do it the next night at Barton Hall, those being Deal, Minglewood, and a couple others. But set two is practically entirely unique, and it's got a lot of really, really fun stuff in there. Some kind of unexpected things for 77 as well, which I appreciate, because again, like I said last week, a lot of the set lists during this kind of set of shows was pretty similar. And so it's fun to get some surprises, which I'm not going to ruin. If you are listening to this for the first time, which I assume a good amount of you are, I know Rick has this on the I think it's called Get Shown the Light is the Spring 77 box set. I know he has that. But for everybody else who's listening to this for the first time, I'm going to keep the second set a surprise because I think it's full of a lot of really great stuff. But we are going to be skipping the Terrapin Station that opens the set, mostly because I played it last show. I think the one I played last show is better than the one that's here. And also just it happens to work out pretty great time-wise if I cut that and play everything else. So as much as I love Terrapin Station, as much as it is, you know, near and dear to my heart, we're going to have to skip it. And we're going to go straight into a song that got so many great versions in 1977, it's hard to pick one. It's actually hard to tell them apart because they all sound kind of similar. This is Samson and Delilah. And yeah, Billy's going off in this one. Birthday jam. So enjoy. Samson and Delilah, May 7th, 1977, Boston Garden. I'll be back after that. Sorry, I guess you caught a little bit of Terrapin Station there at the end. Now we got Samson and Delilah. Enjoy. Thank you. Okay, so you just heard Samson and Delilah from Boston Garden. We're going to get right into the next song, which is a bit of a surprise. Frankly, they didn't play this one very much, but this is Friend of the Devil. Enjoy.
Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. just might get some sleep tonight. Ran to the devil, man, loaned me 20 pennies. Spent the night in Utah, in a cave in the hills. Sit down and run it, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the lift, up with me, I'll spend my life in G. Got a wife, she don't obey, wanting Cherokee. First one to say she got my child, but it don't look like another day.
say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. All right,
so I'm sorry about a little bit of the choppiness. This set, I'm working with vinyl, and it's a little difficult to, you know, flip everything and get everything going on time. So if there's some dead air, I'm sorry. I'm, trying my best here to keep it all running smoothly. But this is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. First hour is coming to a close. We're deep in the middle of the second set of May 7th, 1977, Boston Garden. And we're going to keep the music going for the next hour because Dan is studying for finals and the Silica Gel Slop Hour will be taking a week break. But yeah, keep your dials tuned to 91.5. And up next, got an amazing estimated profit. Enjoy.
So